That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, girl, hey. Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So here's the deal. I have a two-hour talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, Monday through Friday, that's available live from 8 to 10 a.m. EST, and then available for download to listen to whenever you want. But it's a subscription-based radio show. Hey, running a live radio show ain't cheap, honey. I do, however, realize that some people can't or simply don't want to pay for content. So here's a little bite of what I'm all about for you to nibble on. I hope you love it. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor. It's my weekly podcast. So this week we have, once again, my boo, Claudia Oshry, a.k.a. Girl with No Job. I had her on my show a couple weeks ago, and last time I had her on my show and the podcast, we talked about, you know, the stuff that went down with her. What was it, like last winter? But then, of course, we needed just to play and, like, kiki and be petty and, like, gossip and shit. So this is part two of my interview with Claudia. And basically here we just fight with each other over the Housewives and Kylie Jenner. And I thought this was the perfect week to play it because Rahoni, the Real Housewives of New York City, is coming to an end. Yeah, I mean, the part three finale is going to be airing this week. And so I figured we got to get this out now because people aren't going to give a shit about Rahoni in like 3 weeks. So basically, this is part two of my interview with Claudia Oshry. And she feels very passionately about Bravo. I feel very passionately about Bravo. And sadly, we are on opposite ends of the fence when it comes to Bravo. And here's the thing. I've said this for a long time, and I know it makes me sound batshit crazy and like a completely delusional person, but that is accurately what I am. The Real Housewives, I feel like you can really see a lot about somebody by whose team, like whether they're team like, we'll just say like for argument's sake, like Team Sarah versus team like Beth, you know? It's like, whichever house, because there's always teams on the Housewives. Sometimes there's groups of people that are teams. Sometimes it's two people fighting each other. But people always pick a side. And whoever side someone picks, I think says a lot about who they are and their character. And what I hate is when I'm so hardcore to the floor, team so-and-so, and my like really good friend is team the opposite. And Claudia and I have found ourselves in this predicament for Rahoni. So she is very much team like Bethany. And I am very much team... I'm team Carol or team like the groups that they're in. And so Claudia and I kind of get into it. And listen, I'm slightly older than her and I have lost many friendships over the Real Housewives of forever. And I refuse to lose another friend over a fucking reality show on Bravo. But I tried to hear her case, and I tried to be a little more open-minded than I normally am, but Claudia will say she schooled me here. I will say that I let her school me, but I think her and I need to have a round two on this because, I mean, as the reunions go on, I get more and more Team Carol and less like open to being anything Team Bethany, but whatever. Listen to her. She's very persuasive, that Claudia. Very persuasive. Just want to take a quick moment to talk about our sponsor of today's podcast, Sunbasket. Ugh, I'm always on the hunt for healthy eating, you know? I mean, especially when I'm cooking, when I'm eating out, okay, fine. Like, I want to get, like, I want to eat delicious things. Hey, I live in New York City. But when I'm at home cooking, I equate that to, like, my opportunity to be really good and really healthy. But I don't really know what to cook. And normally I end up cooking really bland things like egg whites with, like, no seasoning or just, like, grilled chicken. And it's just, like, it gets boring and it's gross. And thank God for Sunbasket. Their food is delicious and it's so good for you. So here's my favorite thing about Sunbasket. It makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Like I said, I'm pretty much like a rudimentary chef, if you will. I don't really know what's going on. And thanks to Sunbasket now, I know what's up and I'm eating healthy, but I'm eating delicious things as well. And now I've got more options than ever. Just go to Sunbasket in my app and I pick from 18 weekly recipes, easy dishes, and dishes I would never know how to cook on my own, like Thai turkey lettuce cups. Zayas. Delicious and healthy. The other thing I love about Sunbasket is that it's paleo. They have gluten-free options. They have lean and clean options. They have vegan. They have Mediterranean family. So they have all these different options, but you're not stuck in one category. So it's like one week I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to try paleo. And then I'm like, eh, it's not for me. So now I'm going to go lean and clean. It's like you can kind of switch it up. It's great variety for healthy eating. Another great thing, Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. So you know you're eating really good, clean ingredients, and it just tastes like restaurant food. I don't even go out to restaurants anymore because I can have restaurant quality at home and I know it's healthy. And my favorite part, it's quick, it's easy, and with Sunbasket, everything is delivered within 30-minute recipes. I'm telling you, start to finish, you whip it up. Everything's already pre-done for you. It's literally like brain off and like, taste buds on. And like I said, there's something for everybody that's healthy, and it's for, well, very busy lifestyles, which I know we're all living in. So right now, go to sunbasket.com/TOT today and learn more and get $35 off your first order. Again, that's sunbasket.com/tasteoftaylor, T-O-T, for $35 off, sunbasket.com/TOT. And now, back to the podcast. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back to another episode of, I don't even know what this is. Is it Taste of Taylor? Is it the Taylor Strecker Show? It's probably both.
Great.
So welcome back. And I have my girl, Claudia Oshry, with me again, a.k.a. Girl with No Job.
I always feel weird talking before you introduce me. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one knows who's on the other line, you know?
I think your voice is a little bit recognizable.
Is it?
Just a little bit. Okay, so the last time I had you on, we got like deep.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just going to
I literally cried. Like, how embarrassing am I?
I love you for
that.
I love you so much.
My little sister, like, Margo, is fucking obsessed with you.
I know.
She was having a going away party. She's like, did you invite Taylor and Taylor? I'm like, I'm working on it.
Was I sick then? Because I've been so
No, you were gone.
Sick.
You were on your bachelorette, your sister's bachelorette. Is that what it was?
Girl, this summer has been a shit show.
Lit.
I mean, you know, because you've been on tour, working to Patootie Off, mm-hmm. which again, just one more time, I'm
hashtag
so proud of you.
Dirty Jeans Tour. Tickets available at girlsnojob.com.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, worship, praise you. To you.
I love you.
I love you too. And then, so getting younger, I love doing so much, but it really is it's a summer kill.
And I want to come.
I know.
Nico and
we've
Hillary.
Got two
That's
more
it?
Episodes.
Do you get them the episodes early in advance?
I do.
Like, how early?
Oh God, girl. I was like done with the season. Like,
what?
But I don't even like it because then I'm like so far ahead.
Right.
But,
and then you don't know if you're spilling a secret or some shit.
No, it freaks me out.
Yeah, that's
But
hard.
Luckily I have like the worst memory ever.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I'm like, oh my God, I forgot everything in this episode.
No, I literally have dementia.
We're like recording the podcast and they're like, I'm like, and then what?
Right.
And they're like, are you fucking serious? You have every single episode.
That is so funny.
I get confused.
Yes.
So, but I feel like I love all the work, but it also, like, summer is like summer.
Yeah.
And
it's not when you're an entrepreneur like us.
And not when you're, not when you're an adult.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Summer sucks, man.
Me and Jackie were like, we are going to do summer Fridays. Like, we're not going to do a show Friday. We'll take long weekends. We haven't done it once.
No kidding. You can't.
No. You can't.
When you're an entrepreneur.
Hustle never sleeps.
God, and you never get to stop.
No.
That's what I realized.
Because when you do, people are like, where's the show? What's happening? What's going on? Is everyone fired? What happened?
Oh my God.
PTSD from the first time.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I know. I went on my Instagram and I was like, so guys, I've got some news, and it was about like tech on the website. And they were like, oh my God, don't do that.
She got
you scared
fired
me. I'm like, yeah, you guys, I fired myself from my own radio show.
That is hysterical.
Oh my gosh. But I love the love, so I appreciate it. But okay, so this episode, I want to talk about, we have to talk about the fact that everybody thought that
oh
we were in a fight.
You gave me a pit. Do you know what a pit is?
No.
Like a pit in my stomach.
Okay,
me and Jackie
yes,
just abbreviate. Like anything that gives you like anxiety or makes you feel like guilty or like hungover, moral hangover, it's a pit.
Moral hangover.
You gave me a pit.
I'm sorry. And I, you know, just the other day, I gave someone else a pit. I was talking on the show. So the thing that I like to do on the show is I like to talk about my life and I like to talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I never, and I've been doing this since I was at Sirius.
Yeah.
And a lot of shit that I talked about on the air was about my in-laws.
Okay.
But I was like scared of them.
Yeah.
And so I obviously couldn't use their names. And so
no.
I just
just got really good at and used to talking about things that I was going through. But I'm not lying. But what I do is I take like two or three stories and mush them into one. So it's like very hard to identify who I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I've gotten really good at like,
no, like you're tangled in a web of your own lies.
Yes, I'm lying to myself. But I am truthing.
Right.
There is like,
I know what you're saying.
There's truth nuggets within that. Mm-hmm. That the main point is the truth.
Yep.
But I have to like distract with other things because I feel like, you know, if I'm giving away someone's identity, that's kind of a fucked up thing to do.
Right.
Okay. So
it is.
But I do confuse
unless
people.
They're like a famous person. Then they're
then all bets are off.
No, I always feel weird about that. Like talking about people who like want nothing to do with the fame.
Exactly.
Like at my wedding, like I literally didn't want to take pictures. People were like asking for so many photos and videos, but like there are people like my cousins or like people like who like I've known forever who just like aren't interested. Like, I mean, I can't even imagine not wanting to be at the front and center of a photo, but other people do not. And so you have to respect that.
I don't get those people.
Me, not at all.
What's so wrong with them?
I don't know. Something in their heads.
Something is definitely wrong. So the other day I was talking about how we had a therapist on the show and I was talking about how I'm dealing with somebody right now who's not good at accepting boundaries. Okay. And it's something that like, and I just said when I said it's very hard for me to set boundaries. The older I get, the better I am at setting boundaries.
Yep.
But when I set a boundary and then someone rejects my setting the boundary, I like want to just run away from them.
Totally.
Like fight or flight. I'm a fighter. Like same. I'm a runner. I was fighting with my in-laws. I got a divorce. That's the way this bitch rolls.
Yep.
So when somebody doesn't accept my boundaries, it makes me want to be like, bye Felicia, totally, forever. And so I was talking about this on the air and I got the saddest DM last night on my way home from work, and it was from a listener and it just said, sorry. Hmm. And this is a listener that like I like talk a lot on with.
Right,
DM,
you know their name.
And this listener, I'm not even going to say gender because I don't want to give anything away, but this listener was like, sorry. And I wrote, oh, because I'm sick. And they wrote back, no, because I'm the person you were talking about. And I was like, you are so not the person. But that's the thing. It's like,
right,
it really is amazing. I feel like if I give people the wrong people pits on a daily basis.
Oh, so of course.
I am sorry.
It's unintentional sometimes.
Oh my God.
But you gave me a pit.
Okay, so explain from your
perspective.
So
you went on some tirade about some bitch you were fighting with. And
yes.
I don't know what it was about how you described the person, but literally.
I think I said it was a business relationship.
Okay.
That was also a friendship.
And
so
a girl.
I think that narrows it down. And I did give a
gender.
I gave a gender and I gave the gender of a girl. Maybe to throw people off the scent.
Ooh. So I had no idea what was going on. At my meet and greet in St. Louis, someone's like, what is going on with Taylor Strecker? I'm like, holy shit, is she okay? What's wrong?
Oh my God.
He's like, no, like, between you two. I'm like, we're amazing. I love her. She's so great. I'm so happy for her.
And just to reiterate, we don't talk every day.
No.
So I could see if somebody's saying something, it could be easily misconstrued.
Yes. So I was like, what? He's like, well, you know, she went on this whole thing about this girl she was fighting with and everyone thought it was you. I'm like, oh no, it's not. Don't worry. And I didn't really think much of it until literally 10 more people said it. And I saw a thread on some, like our Facebook group has like so many members and there's like so many threads just like talking about random shit. And someone was like, did anyone hear Taylor Strecker's episode like about her fighting with Claudia? And I was like,
oh,
what?
Oh my God.
And the comments were like, no, tell us what happened. What happened? And I was like, what the fuck happened?
And this is the thing is like, it's the game of telephone. And like, because so working at, I mean, I was at Sirius, what, for like 11 years. Mm-hmm. And so radio wars are like kind of a thing that is like a radio staple.
Yep.
And like Howard Stern fighting with Opie and Anthony. Yeah. Like that thing. And like, there was real beef there.
Yep.
But like, and I really fought with this show, Covino and Rich. And like, I wanted to fucking fight them every single day.
Got it.
And like, I legit got into a fight with Rich's wife at my best friend Nicole's wedding, who was on the morning mashup with Rich. Like, these are real fights.
Yeah.
And people love the drama, but they also stir the drama. And the thing is, it's a game of
telephone.
They
contribute to it.
Yes, they do. Because like, they're like, well, I heard, but they're taking things out of context.
Right.
And like, saying that I said I was in a fight with you is a lie.
And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh no, like people were guessing who the person was you were fighting with. So me being one of the options is like, sure, whatever. We're friends. We work together. We have a friendship outside of work and I'm a girl.
Right.
I was like, whatever. But then when like, it was like universal, like, yes, it's Claudia. I was like, oh fuck. Maybe she said my name. And then at first when I heard it, I was like, well, I didn't do anything to you. We haven't even really even spoken in the past week. So like, it definitely is not me. But then when everyone starts to say something, you kind of believe it. Like herd mentality. I was like, holy shit. Like coming back every conversation we've had. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? And then I just text you. I'm like, bitch, are you mad at me? And you were like, no, why? And I'm like, well, apparently you went on your show, like talking about me. And she's like, no, it was some other bitch. You didn't tell me who it was. You'll have to tell me later.
I haven't told you who it was, but I will.
Do I know who it is?
Yes, you know who it is. But I wanted to tell you in person just because I wanted to give you like
scoop,
my full version. At this point, honestly, my listeners are they should work for the CIA and the FBI. Mm-hmm. They are incredible investigators.
Yep.
Yours too, right?
We call them the TIA, the Toasters Intelligence Agency. They have a Facebook group of 10,000 girls, and they literally have cases where this girl's like, I was in Vegas and I met this guy. He's so hot. All I have is his picture of his face. Go find him. They find him. They found out he has a wife. The girl contacts the wife. It's so crazy. Like, they are the CIA, the TIA.
The TIA. Well, mine would be TIA too.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. So
join forces.
Join forces. Well, so, and speaking of joining forces, so Facebook, you guys have Morning Toasters.
Yep.
And then my Facebook page was like...
The scariest place alive.
A hot mess.
When you were on your, like, there was a week where no one knew, though. Like, no one knew what had happened. You just weren't on the air. And there were so many questions. And, like, I kind of had questions, too. And, like, I also was, like, kind of in the know.
Yes.
So I joined the Facebook group just, A, to be, like, a supporter.
And what was it called back in the Dizzy?
Oh, Taylor's,
like, Strucker Supporters or something?
Yes. Yes. And something like that.
Then I got to where I was like, yeah, right. Opposite. That title needs to be changed.
So I joined, and then someone noticed that I was in, and they were, like, punting me for questions. I'm like, what? They're like, what's up? What's up? What's up? And I'm like, honestly, I have no idea. And then
you're like, once, I came here for answers.
Right. And then once other people found out I was in the group, they were like, oh, she sucks. Her annoying. Her voice sounds like a fire horn. Like, just, like, mean
That's
shit.
That's, like, not even a fucking thing.
I know. And I was like, okay, whatever. This is just classic girls being mean. And then you launched your show, and I was still in the group, just, like, being supportive, you know?
Thank you.
And then I would
see... sorry.
Yeah, and then I would see, like, posts about the group. I'm like, damn, these bitches are mean. Everything was a complaint. Everything was like, this show sucks. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is the Taylor Strucker support group. I was like, I'm out of here. Like, I could take it when they were being mean to me, because, like, everyone's mean to me. But then they were mean to my friend. I was like, and this is a Taylor Strucker support group. I'm like, this sucks. I'm out.
Yes. So it was. So now they changed to Taylor Strucker Nation, and the girl who was the administrator had the best of intentions, because we spoke, but she was like, I just simply can't, like, keep track of this. She's like, these people are 24/7.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, well, trolls tend to be, because they've got no lives.
No life. But this girl has, like, a life and a job.
And exactly. So she's like, I can't monitor it. So then somebody else who also has a life, work, husband, kids, took over to do the best she could, but even still, she has trouble keeping up with it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I mean, like, it is what it is, and it's still just, I think it's Taylor Strucker Nation now. And I've heard through the grapevine that it's, like, better, but I do not and participate. No. But then Taylor's Toasters was started by all the defectors.
Yes, and I'm in that page. I'm in that.
Thank you.
Yes.
And apparently it's like, I actually had a friend check in with me today because I've been sick, and she was like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And she was like, just so you know, I'm a part of Taylor's Toasters, and it is a dreamland.
So they made a subgroup of people who love the toast but also love Taylor.
That's so nice.
And by the way, there's, like, a decent amount of crossover, and they just, like, I joined it. It's literally just like, what's happening today? Like, they're just, like, nice, happy, positive girls.
I love it.
I know.
I know. I want to, like, check in, but then I'm scared I'm going to, like, upset
so honestly,
the ecosystem.
It would, because, like, it's technically, like, a free space where people can say whatever they want. Even if they want to be like, you know, I didn't love today's show. Like, you have to be okay with that.
Fair.
And they won't feel free to say it if you're in it.
Okay, good. So I can, it's coolio that I'm not there.
Yes.
Good, because I don't want to be there, because I feel like the second I come on Facebook area, she has
negativity.
Girl.
Agreed.
What's your favorite social media platform?
Ooh, obviously Instagram.
Yes.
It used to be Snapchat, but they disappointed me wholeheartedly when they
did. Kylie Jenner truly take down Snapchat? Is that,
well,
like, a real
she
thing?
She tweeted that she doesn't use Snapchat anymore, and they lost, like, literally $9 billion in revenue that day.
That's insane.
But now I believe that she is on their payroll. So she's getting paid to just snap on Snapchat and not on Instagram stories.
What?
Uh-huh.
You know, that bitch makes me so mad.
But also, like, proud. I can't explain it.
I can't, because I feel like, you know why I think it is? She is the least deserving. I'm sorry, but she is. She's the baby of the family. She's done the least heavy lifting. She also, if she had a great personality, I'd feel very differently about this. Because, like, birth order doesn't necessarily determine, like, what you deserve. But I feel like she just tries to be Kim, but she's, like, a generic version. She's like the shampoo you wouldn't fucking buy if Pantene Pro-V was gone.
I, like, couldn't. I'd
be
never,
like, I don't want Schmanty Schmo-V.
So wholeheartedly disagreed with you on something.
Are you serious?
Because you can say all you want, but Kim doesn't have a $1 billion business.
Yeah, but Kylie is carbon copy Kim. And so if I'm Kim, I'm like, girl, you stole my look.
First of all,
you stole my everything.
She's not carbon copy Kim, because Kylie was doing crazy shit to her face before Kim was.
Okay, you know what? What I want to do is fight you, but what I'm going to stop myself.
Okay.
Because I want to actually hear your reasoning for liking Kylie, because I have been begging my audience, someone call in and tell me what the deal is with Kylie, because clearly there's a lot of people that support her.
Okay.
So
the reason why I love Kylie,
I don't get it, but it might be because I'm old.
Right. The reason why I love Kylie is just, there's so many reasons, but kind of the core reasons are, like, She took, but first of all, everyone completely wrote her off. Like, she had those tiny lips. She was like emo with bangs. Kendall
was
like
the least attractive. Yes, let's just be honest.
Kendall was this up and coming model. They were kind of grouped together, but then Kendall kind of shot off, and everyone completely wrote her off. She was in like high school, just like hanging out with like Jaden Smith. Like, literally nobody cared, and they used to make fun of her for having no lips, no lips, no lips, no lips, no lips. And one day she popped off with a picture of herself with pink lip liner on and fucking lip injections, and she sold out a lip liner in MAC internationally. I went to an airport in literally three different countries and could not find her fucking
lip
liner.
But here's the thing. This is the thing that blows my mind is, so it's all about this lip kit that makes your lips look bigger, but then she lies about her lip injections.
But she doesn't lie.
She did initially.
Yes, of course. I mean, she was a teenager, and like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You're in the most hated family. Like, everyone's giving you shit. Like, you just want to make a decision without the world having an opinion on it.
Yes.
And she can't do that. And she took this thing that like probably was so, like, I mean, I think her getting the injections was so hard for her, and then her admitting the injections was even harder.
Right.
And she turned it into a $1 billion business. And yes, they're all super rich. I don't see Good American with a $1 billion bottom line. I don't see KKW Beauty with a $1 billion line. They're very successful. The fragrances, she makes a couple, you know, maybe $20 million. It's not a $1 billion business.
$1 billion.
So you have to give credit to the fact that, like, homegirl took the position of youngest sister, least relevant, least attractive, and turned it into she's the most interesting. She's not even on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. But she doesn't take any of the money, and she is more famous than all of them put together.
But she has no personality, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
You see what you think on social media.
Okay.
And even she did Life of Kylie. She was very reserved. I think
she
there's
like, I'm Kylie, and my life is crazy.
Yeah, I think.
And then it was like cut to her like laying by the pool.
Right.
Like making celery sticks with peanut butter.
I think
she's like, sometimes I like to put raisins on it, and there's like ants on a log. I'm crazy. I was like, I can't with this bitch.
There is so much more to Kylie, and she's so smart. I think she suffers from like severe anxiety that she's never really opened up in a way that like people get to know her personality. I will literally never forget one night on Snapchat. This is when her Snapchat was popping off. She did like literally a 3-hour saga of her like in her pantry, and she was being so funny and so out there.
Really?
And then people were tweeting at her like, who is this? Who is this? And she's like, you don't understand, guys. Like, this is the real Kylie Jenner. And then literally hashtag who is the real Kylie Jenner was trending on Snapchat. Like, she has such severe anxiety. She was not meant to be famous. And that's what you see in Life of Kylie. She has like crippling anxiety by people like knowing her, people touching her, people being around her. She was not meant for this life, and she's doing what she can with it. That's why she's so private, and that's why she's not on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and that's why she literally never leaves her fucking house.
Okay, so basically
there's so much more to
her. She's the underdog hermit that could.
Yeah.
So that's why people are rooting for her.
Personality wise, like, we know nothing about her. She's never on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
She's ever. A mystery. She's a mystery.
And everything we see of her is what she puts out there. She's in control of her own image, and good for fucking her, because she did that Vogue mirror makeup thing.
Yes.
And the comments on YouTube were fucking horrible.
Horrible.
So mean, so derogatory, so misogynistic. And like, she puts up with that. Like, that's just a small scale. That's one video. She puts up with that on a daily basis. So I could see how she wouldn't want to put her real full self out there. She's putting this curated image of herself that she wants people to think. And you know what? I don't blame her for that.
Okay. So you know what? Actually, kudos to her getting that accomplished with being so private.
Yes.
You would think you have to give
God, totally.
Everything. But do we think she's self-made?
Well, yes. I mean, people don't agree with me. I do. Let me tell you what. Can I tell you why?
I'm going to ask you about Housewives next. We're going to get into a real fight.
Oh, God. Are you Team Carol?
I don't. Wait, just go. Just finish Kylie.
Okay.
You are actually shy. Listen, I still want to punch her in her fake lips. I know that they're skinny again, but she makes me so mad. However, this might just be like an almost Gen Xer, just not getting millennials.
That's possible. I just think like,
you've opened my eyes.
Yes, once
you haven't completely turned me.
If you just listen to what like everyone wants you to think about Kylie, what they want you to think is that she's like a spoiled kid. Like what you read in the media, like of course you would hate her. But like I try and look past a celebrity that I like and like learn more about them before making like a judgment call. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And with Kylie, I just think there's so much more there, and like we don't even know. She's so fucking private.
Okay, you listen. I accept it.
Oh, sorry, the self-made thing.
Yes.
So, yes, she definitely grew up in an affluent family, and her mom had connections. Like, not everyone can just...
And her sister
not
made
everyone,
a porn to basically make them all famous. Let's
not
get
everyone
real.
Can launch a business and, like, know where the right factory is. Like, she definitely had deep connections. But it's really important to know that self-made is a financial term. Kris did not invest any money. Kylie literally produced 100,000 lip kits that literally cost her like 200 grand. And she had that from just like doing Instagram ads and like being like a fake 17 magazine contributor. Like she had the self-made, I think of in a financial standpoint. She has no investors. She owns 100% of a $1 billion company. How many people can say that? Literally from a financial standpoint, she is a self-made billionaire.
What percent did she own?
100%.
100%.
Nobody ever invested. Nobody lent her money. Chris didn't put in money. Kim didn't put in money. She made a set amount of lipsticks. They sold out. She reinvested the revenue, made more lipsticks, reinvested, and literally grew to this huge business just in the fact that her product is good and people wanted to buy it. So from a financial standpoint, homegirl is self-made.
I'm jealous of her.
I know.
Okay.
Everyone's jealous of her. That's why everyone hates her.
Thank you for explaining
I'm out here defending her. Like, I just think, I know, like, everyone thinks being a celebrity is, like, amazing and glamorous and you get to have a purse room with six Birkins and like that's amazing, but like it's fucking tough to have people think that they know you and say fucking vile disgusting things about you. Like I try and just like get to know. I don't think what the Daily Mail tells me to think or what E! News tells me to think.
Right.
I try and do a little bit more research.
Okay.
Before making an opinion.
You're like the BBC of entertainment.
Exactly.
Girl, I love it. Okay. Now Housewives.
Oh my God, I can't.
Okay. I don't want to get.
I don't even know.
So I have ended friendships over people's like teens and Housewives.
I mean, same. And I literally like. Me and Jackie were talking about it on the show after the episode before the boat when the shit between Bethany and Carol got heated at that dinner and then Dorinda.
Wait, was Carol wearing that white like fringy earring
thing? She was wearing black dress, green fringe earring.
Got here for it, yes.
So
and they were talking about the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Dorinda and Luann were fighting at the other end of the
table. Oh my God, Dorinda.
Well, I think that was the most wild episode, more wild than the boat. Like that episode was so telling.
I'm with you.
And me and Jackie on the show did a 40-minute recap because we were just so invested in it and like I literally said to Jackie, I'm like, I cannot even get into the mindset or even remotely relate to someone who's Team Carol. So I can't believe I'm sitting in front of someone.
Okay, here's my deal. I have had such a deep disdain for Bethany for many, many years because I interviewed her as a fan. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's real. I'm real. We real girls. Right. And so she had written a book and I brought up her breast implants because she talked about it on The Real Housewives of New York.
Did she talk about it in the book?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. I don't read the book.
Right.
So anyway, so girl, you think I read the book before an interview?
Same, me neither.
Please. So, and if that's the expectation, get the fuck out of my studio.
Totally.
Okay,
how much time do you think I have?
I have no time to read.
Yeah.
I'm like making to a TV show called The Real Housewives of New York. So she, I like mentioned her breast, whatever. I was like, they look good. It was like a passing thing.
Compliment.
She got so insulted. I'm like, and this was way before Me Too, but like, it was almost like Me Too. And she was like, you know, I can't believe you just brought that up. And I was like, well, I kind of thought that you were like the filterless, like super like open, totally. Like nothing's off limit girl. And like, I'm real, I'm me. And I was like, okay. And then it got like really weird in the interview. And then when we were done, she was like, you want me to sign that book for you? And I looked at her and I said, no, thank you. Because she was such a raging bitch. And I felt like, who treats fans like this? Especially because this was like early on in her career.
Right, she wasn't where she is now.
And I have heard many other stories about like her like doing charity events and stuff like that. And this is also like in the beginning of the career when she was just kind of ungrateful to the fans. And I'm like, when you're a reality star, you gotta be grateful to the fans.
No, the fans are everything.
They're everything.
So I'm a little bit of a Bethany apologizer and I just want to offer one excuse. I can imagine that had she already sold Skinny Girl?
She had not.
Okay, so just being like a businesswoman, like when
her book was about Skinny Girl.
Got it.
It was like leading up to.
Right. So being a businesswoman, I can like in the level that she's at and continues to like be at, like people are, I feel like constantly just like putting you down just for the mere fact that you're a woman and they don't think your business is as. So I'm sure if she's like out here trying to promote a brand and like someone's talking about boobs, like that could be annoying.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'll say.
But also she has to understand where she's coming from the Real Housewives of New York.
The fan thing, I'm not cool with. I mean, I met
her. And I was like, I'm a fan.
Yes.
It wasn't like, oh, who are you?
Right.
Like, you're a reality star?
No.
Gross.
I met her and I was having lunch with a mutual friend and she came over to say hi to him and she couldn't have been more rude to me. And I don't know why.
She could have been more rude?
Nope. More rude. And I'm still on her side.
How?
I don't know. And by the way, in Bethany versus Jill, I was Team Jill. Like, okay. I never really liked Bethany until she came back to the show.
Okay, so that's what happened was I hated
her. Yeah, me too.
She also reminded me of some bitch in my life that I got rid of.
And she got really far with, like, Bethany Gets Married, Bethany Ever After, Bethany the...
And also,
talk show, and I thought she was undeserving. I really did not like her back in the day.
And the talk show, she was such. Because she's not relatable,
right?
And
exactly.
But then when she came back to the Real Housewives and was crying all the time, I kind of was like, okay,
I love you.
I love her on the show.
Yeah,
and I respect her as reality.
You
person,
have got
and I also
to separate
her as a businesswoman.
You have got to separate reality from reality TV because, like, I'm actually friendly with Carol.
So in reality, she's a bitch. But on reality TV, she's highly
entertaining. Because if we're talking about the show, you can't bring in reality. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, we're privileged enough to have met her or, like, know her. Like, I'm talking about just the show.
Okay.
Just the show. And I'm, like, friendly with Carol. I've been to Carol's house. I went to her Christmas party.
Oh, my God.
We've had lunch together. I'm, like, I, just because I, like, have met her doesn't mean I should take her side. She's wrong.
Okay, so here's my thing is I really was so Team Carol because I'm just so knee-jerk reactive anti-Bethany. Mm-hmm. And Bethany also, she just like the way she, like I felt like I loved watching Carol spar with her because she actually got her goat and no one gets Bethany's goat.
Well, that, see, I don't agree with that. Like, like people are like Bethany, like she thinks she's too good to like invest in friendships and like and cry over a friendship. Like, no.
No, her, I think she actually was more invested in this friendship than Carol
of
was.
Of course.
But I will say this, I do think Carol is too cool for school.
Yes.
And I actually had the privilege, yes, smug even, and I had the privilege of doing a housewife co-host week when I was at Sirius, mm-hmm. and she was one of them. Ooh. And smart, yeah. and I respected her, yeah. and it was a great conversation, but so, take yourself so seriously.
And it's like, you're on a fucking Real Housewives of New York franchise, like, get it together. We're all equal now.
Exactly. So I feel like Bethany did take some, like, you know, like mean girl manipulative digs, but I think she was deeply hurt by Carol felt totally replaced by Tinsley.
I disagree. I think Bethany definitely felt threatened by Tinsley, which like she should. Her best friend now has a new best friend and she was trying so hard to like get back in touch with Carol and Carol just couldn't have been more interested. And it seemed like there was this big thing that happened
between
them.
Yeah, you're right. Like, she was like crying, like, be my friend, sending pictures. Right. And Carol was like, no thanks.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's serious. Like,
she kind of ghosted her.
Right. Like, there's nothing wrong with Bethany just like being maybe a little bit jealous and wanting to get back to the place that they were. Like they spent a summer apart and it's like they never recovered.
But doesn't it just sound like Bethany is just kind of like, haven't you ever had one of those friends that's like a lot? It's
yes.
the drama. It's the I need you, I need you, I need you. And you're like, I can't anymore with you.
But Carol literally, like Carol knew what she signed up for. Carol was there with Bethany when her husband got arrested.
True.
She's been there for so much. You can't just decide you don't want to be someone's friend because they're going through stuff that you don't want to be a part of. Like, it's like Carol decided, this is the thing, this is what I said with Jackie on the show, and it's like a little bit controversial. Bethany is one of those people that like the world revolves around her.
Yes.
It's like she has too much going on to invest. Like she has literally a $1 billion business, a crazy ex. Like her life is like so wild that like, yes, I'm sure her friendship was 90% her talking about her life and 10% Carol talking about her life. But Carol signed up for that. And then she randomly decided, she's like, no, I want it to be 50-50. And you know what? Like you put yourself in this position to be like the sidekick and that doesn't just change. Like you're in this kind of position.
Yep.
And then that's what's not being said. What's not being said is like, Bethany's like, literally what's wrong? Like, what did I do? Bethany's literally begging just like for a reason and Carol won't give it. Cause what Carol's not saying is like, I changed. I want to be in charge now.
So Carol needs to admit, I don't want to be your sidekick.
And by the way, she's allowed to do that.
Yes.
But she's just around the bush. So Bethany has no idea what she does. She has no idea why Carol wants nothing to do with her.
Yes.
When in reality, Carol's like, you know what? I'm done talking about you. It's time to talk about me. Which is fine, but like give a girl notice. And that's why she loves Tinsley. Tinsley's very small.
And she's like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And just feeds in.
In Tinsley and Carol, Carol is the Bethany.
Girl, you're rocking my world.
I know.
Right now.
I have a lot of feelings about it.
I have a lot of feelings too, but your feelings, I feel more valid than my
They're
feelings.
They're so strong.
I love them. Okay, so we have like 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Not even. So before we end this, and we didn't even talk about our granny panties, but
I
that's
know,
for
that's
another
what,
time.
That's what we were like banking on.
That's what we were, that was like the entire show
sure.
we were going to do. I want to talk about, so let's wrap up this fight that we were supposedly in. So everybody said that we were in this fight.
And I texted you and I was like, are we fighting?
And you were, and I was like, no. And you believed me, right?
Yeah,
Thank
of course.
God.
I hope that
God.
You would tell me.
Oh my God, I would tell you if we were in
I'm very non-confrontational. If I was mad at you, I would not tell you.
You wouldn't tell me?
No.
Oh, that scares me.
I would just
me.
Swallow it. And then like if you did it a bunch more times, I would like stop being your friend.
Wait. Ah! That's kind of how I am too. This is terrifying.
I'm very passive aggressive.
No, let's make a pact here and now. An on-air pact is
okay.
like a pact
it's very
God.
Legit.
Okay. So it's a pact with Baby Jeebus. Okay. We can all believe in Jeebus.
Yes.
Okay. So, because he's not a real thing. So if
and
we
I'm Jewish.
Ever get mad at each other.
Yes.
Okay. We will tell each other.
Okay.
Please, yes. please, because I feel like we work in an environment that's ripe for perfect
that's
example.
And like people just like distancing themselves.
And people love to fuck with a friendship.
We could be like Bethany and Carol.
Girl, exactly.
Shot Bethany.
And so let's not
yeah.
let people, because like imagine if you hadn't texted me, like, are we in a fight?
Right.
And like, let's say that you had said something on Morning Toast, mm-hmm. right? That you were like, oh, little shade Taylor, but haha, she's going to send some humor. She'll be fine.
Right.
And then
you were upset.
And then you heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I was upset, and I didn't confront you.
Right.
Wouldn't you be like, confront me?
Yeah, I mean, I hate confrontation, but you're right. No, in friendships that you actually care about, like, with people that I don't care about, like, I'll let them be mean to me, and, like, I don't care because I really don't care about you, let alone to have, like, an uncomfortable conversation about it.
Yes.
But, like, I care about our friendship, so, like, maybe I would tell you.
Okay, so good.
That's fair.
No, you will tell me.
I will tell you.
Not maybe. You will.
Hair, shake on it.
Okay. We're shook on the show.
So no, it wasn't me, and you have to tell me when we're done who it was.
I mean, I don't want you to guess because I'm scared that you're going to guess the right person. But how about this? Do you think you know who it's about?
Well, remind me again. So it's a girl who you work with who has bad. Oh my God.
The gender might not be accurate.
Oh.
Huh? No.
No?
So it's a.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's, wow. So you really, this is good. This means I'm a good storyteller.
Yeah.
And I throw people off the scent, which I'm thrilled about. Nope.
I hate her. I hope it was her.
You're guessing so many people. No. Now when I tell you who it is off the air, you're going to have your mind blown. No.
No, she's lovely. It would never be her.
But it might not be a female is what I'm saying.
Oh, so it's a boy.
It could be. It could also not be. I don't know.
All right, we got to finish because I'm dying to know.
You know what it?
Bye, guys.
But you know what? It's a they. No!
I don't know.
Her guesses are amazing.
I don't know.
But yeah, so somebody I work with that basically wanted me to pick sides. And
oh! I know.
Oh, ding dong. Okay, well, anyway, that's it for us. And now we can talk about this after. Claudia, I love you. Thank you for joining me.
I love you more.
And, of course, you guys follow Claudia, at Girl With No Job. Also, at Claudia Oshry, right?
Claude With No Job.
God, what's wrong with me?
I don't know.
I just follow and I don't think.
Yeah.
And then, of course, watch The Morning Toast.
Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, YouTube and Facebook, The Morning Toast.
Girl, it's so good.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you so much. Follow me at Taylor Strecker. And you might be catching me this week on The Morning Toast, just saying. Or maybe if you're listening to Taste of Taylor, I already was on it, so you should go back and watch it.
Very confusing.
People can go back and watch it, right?
Yeah. Podcast, YouTube, Facebook.
It's up all the time. Mm-hmm. I know you guys crushing podcasts.
Thank you.
I got to freaking get on that. Can you coach me?
Yes, of course.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Let's go to lunch. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God, right? I want to drink, but I'm on antibiotics.
Oh, no.
I know. Kill me. 10 days straight, no drinking.
Good for you.
No, it's terrible. Okay. Love you, you
love
guys.
You.
Love you. Thank you for joining us. And that's all for us. And yeah, see you next time. Bye-bye. See? She totally got me. I'm a total pussy. I just like, I mean, do I have any backbone? I just like totally backed down. I'm like, I think so. Like, let me keep an open mind. Team Bethany. Am I insane? I'm 1,000% Team Carol. 1,000,000,000% Team Carol. And also, I do not think Kylie Jenner is self-made. I just became Claudia's bitch in that moment. I just let Claudia totally take my brain over, and I acquiesced, and I've never been more mad at myself in my whole entire life. I'm gonna go home now and beat myself up. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that banter, that witty, petty banter, as much as we enjoyed doing it. I love my girl Claudia. We have a great time together. Hopefully she'll be back on this podcast very soon, and hopefully I'll be back on The Morning Toast before you know it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, please do me a solid. Keep sharing the love of Taste of Taylor. Share it with your friends, your family, if you're not too embarrassed to admit that you listen to this. And of course, as always, make sure to rate it 5 stars, write a review. That helps me. And also subscribe to it. Thank you guys so much for supporting and being here, and we'll be back next week with a brand spanking new Taste of Taylor. Hey girl, hey, did you love this taste of me? Want more? Then make sure to go to taylorstrecker.com to subscribe to The Taylor Strecker Show for hours and hours of me entertaining your ass. Content with this nibble? Well, then I'll see you next Wednesday, and make sure to subscribe to The Taste of Taylor podcast and follow me on social media at Taylor Strecker.